A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 43 to 48. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Word of the Lord. What is perfection? Is it what you wear, how you decorate your home, the score you got on the test, the contest you won, the title you have? It appears that Jesus is teaching that perfection is the goal of our life's journey. He identifies us as God's children, called to the divine family gene of perfection, the ultimate accomplishment, getting to the point where we're doing it all right. But it is a journey. This gospel is a map, a kind of GPS, a directional guide for that journey to perfection. Our world needs this kind of direction so badly. Anger and hatred are driving so much of the control-seeking, vengeful violence we see all around us, be it in the wars that are raging around the globe, or the terroristic attacks that take the lives of so many innocent people, the mean-spirited bullying that so many of our school children deal with each day, or the anger that we ourselves cannot let go of with a colleague, a friend, or a family member. At the heart of perfection is a deeper understanding of the true nature of love. The journey is about walking away from hate and revenge and toward respect and forgiveness, away from violence and toward mercy. Benedict and Sister Joan Chittister, in her book, In Search of Belief, got my attention when she noted that, and I quote her, "Forgiveness only works when we are as aware of what vengeance does to ourselves as we are of what it does to the other." Jesus' words, too, shine like high-powered spotlights on the reality of our world. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. He does not just speak words. He lives their meaning in his life choices. Remember what he said and did. "Put down your sword, Peter. Let those without sin throw the first stone. Neither do I condemn you. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." I remember being moved by the story of the parents of a young woman named Amy Beale, who was murdered by thugs in South Africa while she was volunteering among the poor of that country. Instead of allowing the understandable hurt of the tragic and violent death of their daughter to move them to revenge, Amy's mother and father went to South Africa to continue the work to which their daughter had generously committed herself. The result of their loving and forgiving choice brought people together for good rather than driving them further into violence and hatred. The truth is, God did create our enemies. God did give them the same call to perfection that He gives to us. It requires great faith on our part and prayerful trust in God giving us the strength to believe this and to choose to overcome our human emotions and search for the path to love. Getting back to that GPS image, you can't program them while you're driving. You have to take time and stop and make sure you think about where you are and have the correct address for where you are going. I think that sounds like an excellent reminder for us as we try to move more fully to the merciful and loving perfection to which God is calling us. When we feel that stress and anger, we need to pull over and reprogram our journey. Doesn't that sound like making time to pray?